Describe the new ag bioscience cohort in 5 words or less.
A really impressive group of founders.
Wow, very good. Okay, that was well done on that. Well, this is the Ag Bioscience Podcast with Agrinovis Indiana. Welcome and thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick, host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this podcast. And this week we're talking with Doug Applegate. Doug is the director of Generators, G-Beta Ag Bioscience. Doug, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Gary.
Okay, Doug, to just start out by telling me a little bit about yourself, your background, how you got to where you are. You're from Indiana originally, right?
Yeah, born and raised, moved around a little bit after college. And that's when I kind of started my career path accidentally in a way. In staffing and recruiting was where I spent a good 10 plus years after college, moving around the country and doing a variety of roles in between recruiting and sales and management and even some executive leadership opportunities. And honestly, from there, I felt a little bit unfulfilled. I wasn't sure what I was doing. I enjoyed working with companies and helping them, with their people operations and understanding, how that impacts their business. But it wasn't enough or deep enough for me, and had an interest personally from, being in the tech world and just watching what new technology and startups were happening was really interesting. And this was also during, the time when the ExactTarget days were kind of flying high and seeing what has materialized in and around Indianapolis since that time is really what attracted me even more so to get closer involved within the tech community. And taking my skills and background here over the last few years has led me to where I am here with Generator and doing exactly what I enjoy doing, which is helping businesses meet their needs and find ways to excel.
Yeah. Tell me about the early years growing up here. Where did you grow up? And did those early years and somehow shape your interest in startups and helping companies?
Yeah. So I grew up in Eastern Hancock County. We lived in that area for most of my life. And honestly, it's been now kind of coming full circle for me of growing up out in the country, being around farms and farming, not necessarily living on a farm or doing much other than baling hay or shucking corn. But nonetheless, that is where I learned, what apparently now proves to be some good lessons along the way now that I'm working directly with companies in the ag bioscience realm. So, growing up in Indiana, you're around it. You don't realize how much you actually soak up knowledge wise and understand compared to people, outside of the Midwest, especially.
Yeah. Talk about G-Beta. It's a program of Generator, nationally recognized accelerator. Talk about what the organization is designed to do and the types of startups you work with. And really what you think the benefits to the startups are of participation.
Yeah, G-Beta is a program for early stage startups. It is a free program that we offer to 5 companies that participate in a 7-week timeline. And those companies are going to be in various stages of where they are with the business. Some could be a napkin idea that they're just now starting to put together. Other founders may have already put together an MVP of sorts, or even, generated some early on sales and interest in the market for what they're doing. And anything in between there, especially from a fundraising standpoint or venture capital side, as long as they are pre-Series A, so anywhere between bootstrapped and angel funded to all the way up to that point is where we will work with them and help those companies identify some areas to pursue the next steps of their company, whether that be venture funding, capital raising, or whether it be attending a equity-based accelerator program. And, we're helping them get along the way through a variety of pieces in the program. But ultimately, we do those programs throughout the year and throughout the country.
Agrinovis Indiana released some research, I think it was last year, showing that the ag bioscience sector in the state contributes a whopping $53 billion to the economy in Indiana. And G-Beta has a cohort dedicated specifically to ag bioscience startups. Talk about how the program came about and really what makes startups in this space unique in Indiana.
Yeah, I believe, Gary, this is our third year in with the Ag Bioscience program in particular. And, you know, we couldn't have done that without, you know, partners like the state of Indiana, the Indiana Economic Development Corporation, and partners like Agrinovis, of course, who have helped us, you know, really open up the doors to startups and especially early stage founders in the state that are looking for access to capital, but also looking for ways and resources to help their business grow. And, you know, over the last 3+ years that we've been in Indiana doing this, I think it's really grown. And you can see that through our programming and how much we've expanded beyond just G-Beta Indiana. We've done G-Beta Ag Bioscience and we're doing some other programming. So without our partners helping us get there, you know, for G-Beta and Generator as a company, I don't think we could be as successful as we are. But it also helps having some really good startups that have come through our doors and have been able to, you know, catapult their business to the next level after
in,
us.
Yeah. In these 3 years, what do you think the program has done? Kind of the momentum, if you will, the psyche, the awareness. To me, that number, $53 billion in terms of impact, on the one hand, it's surprising. On the other hand, you look at all of the assets that are here and everything going on in the state. There's really a lot happening here. Now that people are being made aware of it, there seems to be a momentum that's building and it's really starting to gain speed. Do you think the program has really been a part of that?
Yeah, I think we have played a part. Maybe it's a smaller part. Obviously, we're talking about 5 companies at a time through each cohort that we run. So, you know, it is making an impact in the sense that some of these companies have gone on, as you probably have seen in the news recently, to gain more funding and add themselves to the ecosystem for whatever it is that they're focusing on within agriculture. And some of these are, you know, working within corn and seed related. Some are working within perennial crops and wine and almonds and all the other sorts that you've seen across that, even getting into animal health. Those are all impacting areas of the state and the Midwest and heck, even the globe, where their solutions or services can actually make an impact. So, yeah, it might seem like a big number in some cases, and in other situations, you really look at it globally, it's kind of a small number still, and there's a lot of room to grow.
What can you tell us about the participants in this year's G-Beta Ag Bioscience group?
I mean, again, really impressive group of founders here. They are all over the map here with what we're doing within the ag bioscience realm. So that's really nice to see that there is some variety. We have companies that are working within seed genomics. We have a company that's working with cow reproduction and helping with cow reproductivity. And there's actually 2 companies that are tackling that issue in 2 different ways, which is kind of cool to see even some cross comparisons directly in this cohort. And then we have vertical farming and as well as wine and vineyards, as I mentioned before. So there's software involved. There's actual physical products involved. There's, you know, medical and health related aspects of what these companies are doing and part of the technology and the science that they've developed to address certain areas, you know, within our farms and within our food chain and within even our business side within the agriculture world.
Yeah. Each accelerator program ends with a pitch night. Walk me through that. I'm sure that's a pretty cool night, a pretty exciting night. Walk me through the pitch night, how it works for the startups.
Yeah, pitch night really is kind of the culmination of the program. You know, they are going through 7 weeks of intensive, as the name accelerator would give you to lend to believe, is that is absolutely what they're doing. They're trying to accelerate their business. And the culmination of that is the pitch night, where they traditionally now, and we're trying to do this in 2021 here, that we will get everybody into a room of their peers, of their of investors, of their mentors, of people that are just fans of the ecosystem and what is happening in the world around agriculture. And they have an opportunity to stand on stage and pitch in front of their colleagues and other people in the room, as I mentioned, that will hear them out. And then they have an opportunity to explore those conversations and lead to, you know, potentially introductions and investments and so forth. So, you know, our goal isn't that they get investment right away, but that they are help, we're helping them get there. And so, you know, learning how to explain your business to a broader audience that don't understand exact sciences and technicalities of what you do as a founder, that could be a challenge, but it's also really helpful for them to get themselves out there a little bit. And so, you know, if we can help push them that way, and that could potentially lead to, you know, other pitches or other conversations, you know, that's what we really are hoping for.
It's a really impactful program. What do partners like Agrinovis do to support and to make the program possible?
You know, they are critical to our success. You know, they are involved from program selection all the way through the program into the, you know, meeting with those companies and being available to help as resources, not only during the program, but even after the program. I think that's been great to see with, you know, folks like at Agrinovis that we have worked with very closely that help us with our mentorship, help put people in connection with others in their network, and obviously ultimately help introduce them to people to expand their opportunities for fundraising potentially. So, you know, Agrinovis is a great partner in that sense, where every sense of the word, they are helping, you know, in various different facets. And it's not just somebody that's, you know, giving money and putting your name on the, you know, on the billboard. It's actually involvement. And that's, I think, really what has been the biggest difference maker.
Yeah.
Companies that have been through our program.
Last thing for you, Doug, anything new as you look ahead to 2022, we're almost hard to believe we're almost there. Anything new we can expect from G Beta, the programs next year?
Yeah, actually, I think you can. There's some exciting programming that we will be rolling out in 2022. Some obviously within the state, and others they'll be based in Indiana, but will be national programs. So we're talking, you know, with the state of Indiana and our other partners in regards to what those programs are looking like. But I mean, already we've scheduled and selected programs around autonomous vehicles and the future of roads, Industry 4.0 and IoT. As well as 5G technology, and again, continuing some of the other programs like Ag Bioscience and in G Beta Main Street and some of the others that we've done here.
Doug Applegate is the director of G Beta Ag Bioscience. Doug, look forward to the pitch night. Look forward to checking out some of these companies. Very exciting program. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for all you do, because I really do believe this program is part of a broader momentum that's going on in the Ag Bioscience sector around the state of Indiana. So really appreciate it, Doug.
Gary, thanks again for what you're doing as well. We appreciate you, and obviously hope this podcast reaches the millions that can hear this message. Thank you.
Very good. And we want to thank you for joining us and tuning in to season 4 of the Ag Bioscience podcast. You can find more episodes on the latest in innovation, entrepreneurship, and talent in Indiana's Ag Bioscience space. All you have to do is visit the news page at agrinovisindiana.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
This podcast is a product of Inside Indiana Business, hosted by Gary Dick and produced by Kayla Chittister and Joe Ullery. More people get Indiana business news from Inside Indiana Business than any other source.